the Sirius Cybernetics shipboard computer, which controlled and permeated every particle of the ship, switched into communication mode. "Hi there," it said brightly, and simultaneously spewed out a tiny ribbon of ticker tape, just for the record. The ticker tape said, "Hi there." "Oh, God," said Zaphod. He hadn't worked with this computer for long, but had already learned to loathe it. The computer continued, brash and cheery as if it were selling detergent. "I want you to know that whatever your problem, I am here to help you solve it."
Yeah, said Zaphod. "Look, I think I'll just use a piece of paper."
"Sure thing," said the computer, spilling out its message into a waste bin at the same time. "I understand. If you ever want..."
"Shut up," said Zaphod, and snatching up a pencil, sat down next to Trillian at the console.
Okay,
said the computer in a hurt tone of voice, and closed down its speech channel again. Zaphod and Trillian pored over the figures that the improbability flight path scanner flashed silently up in front of them.
"Can we work out," said Zaphod, "from their point of view, what the improbability of their rescue was?"
"Yes, that's a constant," said Trillian. 2 to the power of 276,709 to 1 against.
"That's high. They're two lucky, lucky guys."
"Yes.
But relative to what we were doing when the ship picked them up..."
Trillian punched up the figures. "They showed 2 to the power of infinity minus 1 to 1 against, an irrational number that only has a conventional meaning in improbability physics."
"It's pretty low," continued Zaphod with a slight whistle.
"Yes," agreed Trillian, and looked at him quizzically.
"That's one big whack of improbability to be accounted for. Something pretty improbable has got to show up on the balance sheet if it's all going to add up into a pretty sum."
Zaphod scribbled a few sums, crossed them out and threw the pencil away.
"Bat's doos. I can't work it out."
"Well?" Zaphod knocked his two heads together in irritation and gritted his teeth.
"Okay," he said. "Computer!"
The voice circuits sprang to life again.
"Why, hello there," they said. "Ticker tape, ticker tape. All I want to do is make your day nicer and nicer and nicer."
"Yeah, well, shut up and work something out for me."
"Sure thing," chattered the computer. "You want a probability forecast based on..."
"Improbability data, yeah."
"Okay,"
the computer continued.
"Here's an interesting little notion. Did you realize that most people's lives are governed by telephone numbers?"
A pained look crawled across one of Zaphod's faces and onto the other one.
"Have you flipped?" he said.
"No, but you will when I tell you that..."
Trillian gasped. She scrabbled at the buttons on the improbability flight path screen.
"Telephone number," she said. "Did that thing say telephone number?"
Numbers flashed up on the screen. The computer had paused politely, but now it continued.
"What I was about to say was that..."
"Don't bother, please," said Trillian.
"Look, what is this?" said Zaphod.
"I don't know," said Trillian. "But those aliens...
They're on the way up to the bridge with that wretched robot. Can we pick them up on any monitor cameras?"